on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
7 past 10. Good morning. Kevin Wolfe here with you for Racing HQ as we get stuck into this program. It's Armidale today. CEO Armidale, Jim Deedes. Morning, Jim.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin.
What sort of day do we have in Armidale? It's a little bit cloudy and a bit all over the place in Sydney. What's happening up your way?
Mate, we've got a beautiful day here. We actually had about an inch of rain during the week, which was just perfect for the track. So we put it up as a good 5 this morning, and I wouldn't be surprised if the stewards upgraded again later on in the day.
Lovely. Geez, you're sounding pretty perky about the whole thing.
Oh, mate, it's a great day. We've got great fields, huge fields. We had 110 acceptances. I think there's about 10 or 12 scratching, so we've got 90-odd horses going around. It's quite a big day for us.
Good on you. How many times a year does Armidale race?
We race about 12 times a year, but we have a lot of our winter off because it does get a bit chilly up here.
Sure.
In Armidale. So we really race about 12 times in 9 months.
And when was the last time before today?
Only a month ago on Sunday the 11th of November we raced. And then we race again Sunday the 20th of January. So, back into it.
So how hard is it, Jim, compared to, say, something racing more frequently like Sydney or Melbourne tracks where they race every week or week and a half? A month between races, how difficult to keep the track in line?
Well, that really helps us because we don't have a really good growing season here, especially in winter. And even at the moment, it's been very dry. Of course, we're on town water. We've spent a lot of money on water bills in the last 12 months here. And to keep the tracks in pretty good nick, there's a fair bit of work to go into it. And we don't have a lot of staff here, unfortunately. So, we do the best we can, and I'm pretty sure everyone will be happy with the track today.
Lovely. Thank you, Jim. Good to know.
Thanks, Kevin.
Speak to you soon. Jim Deedes there, the CEO at Armidale. Gary Cleese will be giving us the winners. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Kev. How are you, mate?
But I'm well. How are you feeling about today?
Hey, good. Yeah, good. And Jimmy's right. I drove up from my state of Port last night and drove up through the mountain, and the bit of rain that they've had has helped all the paddocks along, and driving in here, there's a good greenness looking about the track. So with those few showers, it's helped it along. Look, it's a tricky track, Kevin. It's uphill and downhill, and horses that have been here before normally race well here. Sometimes you can see horses come in, they just can't handle up the hill and can't handle down the hill. But he's got good feels, Jimmy, and they do a magnificent job, and I'm sure we can find some winners, mate.
Lovely. That's what we want to know. 20 past one is the first, and over the 1400, a maiden here, and we have 12 and 13 not required here this afternoon. Number one, there's not much money in this meeting at this stage. One, or this race anyway, one Sunny Afternoon is steady there, 270. Two Dukes County at 6. Three Akango, 101. The favourite's $2.50. That's number four, So Good To Me, Louise Day Rider for Chris Lees. Five is Bon Bon, $19. Six Chance of Rain, 14. Seven Grand Peril, 34. Eight Hi My Girl, $10. Nine is Clifty at 81. 10 is My Last GG, 61. 11 Northern Benny at 101. As I say, there's been precious little movement in the market. The favourite, 250, So Good To Me, ahead of Sunny Afternoon at 270.
Yeah, I'm 4-1-8 and 2, and I'm with the 4, So Good To Me. I think she's beautifully placed, and she's only had 3 runs, and we saw her at Kempsey in a real strong maiden when she debuted. She ran third there. She was beaten about 5 lengths, but there was winners coming out of the race, and then she wasn't disgraced at Corindai. And I loved the run at Gunnedah last start. She really found the line good, and she was only beaten 0.5 a length. I think the beauty to her today, she gets 1.5 off of Louise Day, and she draws the 1 gate. I think she'll just get a lovely run in transit. We've been saying that Sunny Afternoon. Look, he ran fourth in the same race as So Good To Me, and that was at Gunnedah. He was beaten about 3.3. He probably just went a fraction too hard in front. He overdid it there. The key to him from the good alley two here, where if he can lead and maybe not go as hard, it'll give him a better kick down the running. But we're So Good To Me, I think we'll sit on him from the 1 gate and follow him into the race. But like I said, if he gets an easy run in front, he'll be hard to run down. I've got to watch on the 8, Hi My Girl. Sue Grills has got this mare, and I remember this mare running second at Ipswich. She ran third at the Gold Coast. And Sue has only given a 3 runs. She ran second at Louth. She ran seventh in a real strong maiden, and then came back and run fourth in and finished the race off good, only beaten 2 lengths. She hasn't run it for a couple of months and hasn't taken her back to the trials. That's my little question mark with her. And Two Dukes County goes really good. He's from the Luke Morgan stable, but he needs to put it all together. He can do a lot wrong. They did have the set of the blinkers on him. They've taken the blinkers off him today. But if he puts it all together, I think he'll be winning races, and he steps up to the 1,400 metres for the first time. But I'd be happy enough just to have a look at him. But like I said, he has got the ability. 4-1, 8-2 in race one.
4-1, 8-2 from yourself. Anthony Collins calling. He'd be on his way down to the track at the moment. Morning to you, Anthony. 4-1, 6-8, Anthony Collins there, race one. Race two is at 5-2, and here we take out number eight. Again, it's a maiden. Set weights over the 1,100. The fixed odds here, number one, Bab and Boon Boys, $151. Two, I May Be a Winner, $150. Three is GTA. It's $7 out to $8.50 this morning. Four is Great Duck, $17. Five, John Paul, $61. Now, six, Money Travels, $4.40 out to $5.50. Seven, Paddy Winter, is $150. Nine, Axel Rose, opened yesterday, $101, is into $18 there this morning. 10, General Soho is 11. You've got 11 in your Skyrocket. This has been the mover. 350 into 230, number 11. 12 is Keeley Sun at 480. And 13, the Cat Factor, $11. Gary?
Yeah, I'm 6, 11, 3 and 12. I'm with a 6-year Money Travels. Warren Gavinlock trains. Warren's only had this fella for the one run. He'd had a fair while off the scene prior to Warren getting in. But he did take him down and trial him at Newcastle. But his run was absolutely huge first up. He rattled home and he was beaten 1.7. That was over 1,100 metres at Grafton. Had it been probably 1,200 metres, he gets the money. And just having a look at him in the yard, Kev, he had that little bit of improvement with him. And he was in yesterday at Taree, and he's opted to come here today with him. So I think that's a good lead. In your Skyrocket, he was really good on debut. He'd won a trial at Gosford before he debuted up at Port. He was attacked down the back, and he still had the audacity to be there at the 200-metre mark, and he was run down late, beaten 1.3 when running fourth. Smoke and Susie won the race, and there's two winners already come out of it. So maybe the key that he can get an easy lead here today and they leave him alone. Three, GTA. He went around an Inverell. I don't know how strong the maiden was, but he was absolutely huge, this guy. He was a long way off from going down the back over 1,010 metres, and all he did was attack the line. He was beaten 0.3 of a length, and had it probably been another two more strides, he'd have got the money. Like I said, I don't know how strong the maiden was. I think it was a Class 2 Sky meeting out there. And 12, Keeley Sun. He's a little lightly raced improver. He gets the claim for your Kyle Wilson-Taylor, so that's going to help him out. And he's not badly drawn, and he boxed on pretty good at Gunnedah. Prior to that, he was placed here. So he's been to the track behind Cocky Rocket, where a couple of winners have come out of it. But pretty keen on the 6. 6, 11, 3 and 12 in race 2.
6, 11, 3 and 12. Anthony's gone 6, 11, 12 and 13. And I'm guessing the only person that put the money on Axel Rose was possibly a Guns N' Roses fan here, number 9, from $101 into $18. It's an extraordinary move. Okay. We move across to race three here. Gary comes up at 25-3. A fillies and mares maiden over 1,100. We take out 1 and 6 from this field. Another big field, though. You've got, in terms of tab.com.au, number three, number two at least, Dominia Toto at 9.50. The mover is 3 Moscow Mistress today from 3.20 into 2.90. 4 is Payday Princess at 23. 5 Whisper de Lovely, 5 into 4.80. 7 Dixie Amore at 51. 8 Yule Miss, $19. 9 Funny Little Bunny, or Little Funny Bunny, I'll get it right, $150. 10 Mary Magpie at $4.60. 11 is Rhubarb at $7 in from 9.50. So in 2.5 points there, the 11. 12 Rizzoli is 16 out to 18, 13 Star Factor at 61, 14 Trip to London, $10, 15 Dear Dolly, 150. A few roughies in here. Pretty short here, number 3, Moscow Mistress.
Yeah, I'm 5, 3, 10 and 12. I'm just going to take the punny with a Whisper to the Lovely here. Sue Grills has got it now. Sue normally doesn't troll her horses going into first up. This man's been off the scene 5.5 months. She's coming out of absolutely hot maidens last preparation, where she's only had the 4 runs. There was 12, there was 18 winners came out of those 4 races, and she was placed at Gunnedah again, wasn't disgraced to Dubbo, and obviously she went over the top at a last start. She's got a stable apprentice aboard, Wendy Peel, and she draws a really good gate, and she's in a good yard. I'm just going to take the punt with her. 3 Moscow Mistress, I'm just trying to work her out. She's been off the scene 12 months. She trialled up good before she debuted at Gunnedah. She led there and she was run down, Aussie Rose runner down, went back to the trials and never went back to the races. and hasn't been at the trials this time in, and we haven't seen her for 12 months. And just a strange thing, the day she debuted up, no winners have come out of that race, and that was 12 months ago. But she is in a good stable. Mary Magpie, the 10, she looks the likely leader from the gate. Just needs an easy lead to run out 1,100 metres. If she does that, she'll be hard to run down. And the 12, Rosali, I liked her debut run. She chipped away pretty good. She's from the Chris Lee stable, and she can only improve off that. But the key is the 5, how she parades in the yard. 5, 3, 10 and 12 in race 3.
5, 3, 10 and 12. Anthony Collins going 3 to beat 4, 11 and 10. We move across to race 4, the halfway point here. Gary Jewett, 3.15, a benchmark 66. And we have a field of 12. There's no scratchings at this stage. A bit of money movement as well. One is Ultimate Dreamer, 7.50 into 5.50 today. Two, Call Me Brad, 4 out to 4.40. Number three is Aham, $34. Four, Carry On Ringo is at $5.50. Five, Double Gaze at 10. Six, Harbour Trick, $13. Seven, Blinkin' Legend is at $4.60. Eight, Rosetta's Comet at $9.50. Nine, One More at $41. Now, 10, Victory Vibes, open $10 this morning, has come into $7.50, a move there for the 10. 11 is Young Hewitt, $31. And 12 is One Tin Soldier at $150. So at this stage, it's fairly open. $4.40, favourite, Call Me Brad.
Yeah, Victory Vibes is on the quick backup from Moree on Saturday. He run 10th to 14th there, beating 4.8. So, yeah, but anyway, they're back in time, 4.218. On with Carry On Ringo. I think he's a real good horse, this horse. Only a lightly raced horse from the Paddy Cunningham stable. He won the Big Walker Maiden. He did a really good job last preparation. He's had 10 goes. He's won two. He's been placed four. He resumes with no trials. Adam Searle rides soft gate. If he's anywhere near right, I can tell you what he can beat these, because he's a pretty, pretty smart customer. Two Call Me Brads, just absolutely flying. His win at Corindai was good. His win at Musselbrook was good. He gets a little bit of claim for Wendy Peel. Probably the sticky gate doesn't suit him, but he used to really go hard in front, and just of late they're riding him off the speed and he's finding the line. Ultimate Dreamer's had one start, the top weight for the new yard, and got held up on the home turn at Coffs Harbour, got out late, and Moore Patazzi run her down. But she's another mare that goes really, really good. Just a while since she's won a race, but maybe the new stable's turned a form around. And 8 Rosetta's Comet, look, she's a lot better than her last couple of runs. She's a winner here 5 runs ago. Her best form has been on this track, and she needs a dry track. So coming back to the circuit where she races really good, and particularly with only 54 kilos, you wouldn't leave her out of the multiples. 4.218 in race 4.
4.218. Now 7.215, the tips there from Anthony Collins, our caller. Race 5 starts the quaddie here. Gary comes along at 10-4, a class 1, 1,100 the trip. 12, 13, 17, 18 are the scratchings here. Now 1 Reckless Night is at $31. 2 Patent Place, 5 out to 6. The favourite, $3.50, is number 3 Policy. 4 Grove Street is $34 into 16 this morning. Bit of a spec there. 5 Hell of a Tale is at 51. 6 Alternative Facts is $8 into 6.50, number 6. 7 Cocky Rocky is at $5.50. 8 Your Fight is at 12. 9 World Force is a $13 pop. And Matty McGurran, who's riding this horse, is riding at 0.5 a kilo over at 56 kilos there for World Force. Now, 10 Danger Woman is at $13, 11 I'm on the Prowl at $31. 14 Pig and Whistle is 17s into 11 this morning. You've got 15 Meteor Gal at $51. 16 Sweet Jane, $81. So it's $3.50. Gary, Policy the favourite.
Yeah, hard to beat, Kev. 3.76 and 2. And he couldn't have been any more impressive on debut 10 days ago. He drew 14 gate at Gunnedah. Benny Looker rode him, he gave him half a squeeze and he was straight over in front. Not only that, he gave a good kick down the running. So he's by exceeding himself. Obviously, he's a horse with ability and not easy to do going from a maiden to a class one. But we did see it yesterday at Taree. They went from a maiden to a class two to win. But just loved his win there. And I think he's only got to reproduce that here in a class one to be very, very hard to beat. 7 Cocky Rocket, he hasn't put a foot wrong at his last 4 runs. He was placed here. He won his maiden here. He went back to Corindai and run second. He went back to Gunnedah and run second. He just found Have not a little bit too strong for him on the line, but he's in really good form. Alternative Facts here, the 6. 1 run for the new yard, Warren Gavinlock. Been off the scene for 12 months. He produced her at Grafton 16 days ago. She beat Money Travels and beat her fair and square, and Money Travels is in earlier on. So we'll have another good look. And 2 Patent Place is the big, big watch here from the Chris Lee's yard. He resumes from a 4-month spell. He's only given him one trial. Normally, Chris will give him 2. but he was only beaten a length in that Newcastle trial, and he was never off the bridle. So I think he's a big key. He's got a bit of a sticky gait from this sort of a start at the 1,100 metres. 3.76 and 2 in race 5.
3.76 and 2. Anthony Collins, 3 to beat 2, 6 and 7. Now, race 6, this is a 1,900 metre event at 25 past 4. We take out number 12, Sterling Shadow. One is a touch more. Tab Fix, the favourite. In fact, it's not the favourite, but it's been a move today. 4.20 into 3.70 for the toppy. Two Exilia Misses at 5.50. Three Bob's a Dazzler, $23. The favourite, there's been money for it too. Number 4, Rage Against, 4.60 into 3.60 this morning. Five is Baroque Girl at $11. Six, Kashan at $17. Seven, Lonely Orphan is an $8 pop. Number 8, Demeister is at $19. Keep in mind that Josh Oliver on board Demeister riding half a kilo over, now at 54.5. Nine, Bonnie Sayre at $7.50. Ten is Miss Hanson, $41. You've got 11 Torpedo, 71, and 13 Exotic Art here at $41. So 360 Rage Against, 370 a touch more.
Absolutely loves it here. I'm 4.92 and 1. I'm just with him, Rage Against. I mean, he's been at the 2,300 and 2,200. His last run, he's given him a couple of weeks' break, and he's a three times winner here out of four goes over the 1,900 metres, and he draws the one gate, and he loves to lead, and he looks the likely leader here. He just dictates in front. He's also really got a run down. I think he'd be hard to beat. Nine, Bonnie's there, really game little mare. She's another mare that didn't quite run out the trip at Grafton last start. She gets back into the 19, and I just go back 3 runs ago when she runs second here behind Cufford's Gold. She just had no luck. She should have won the race. Two Exilia Miss. She's a stablemate to Rage Against. Placed the last two at Inverell and Scone. The problem with her, where she gets in transit, she's a mare that normally gets a long way back. So the alley's not going to be a worry to her. She'll just rip back, but she does stand and ground, but if she's close enough on the corner, she's got a real good finishing. And a touch more, the Queenslander. He won at Toowoomba, he won at Rome, and then he went to Doomben on a Saturday, and he was beaten about 4.6 lengths. So he's probably out of his grade in town. He gets back to country grade here, and he gets 3 kilos off with Kyle Wilson-Taylor. So the claim's going to help him, and coming back in grade will help him enormous. 4.92 and 1. In race 6.
4.92 1 from Gary. Anthony is 1 to beat 9, 5 and 2. We move across to race 7 at 5.05. 1,300 the trip, 3 and 6 the scratchings. One is Mashani Stealth with Tab. It's 3.50 into 3.40 today. 2 Desert Marshal, 9 into 8. 4 Melted Moments is $8 into 5.50. 5 Present Sense at $21. 7 De La Hoya is the favourite. It's $2.60 fixed odds. Now, 8 Iwatani is $12 into 8 this morning. 9 He's Our Toy Boy is an $11 pop. 10 Power Receiver is at $34. 11 Smoky Eye is at $71. Take note here, number 7 De La Hoya, Matt McGurran riding a kilo over at $56. And Josh Oliver on Power Receiver, half a kilo over at 54.5. So it's $2.60 De La Hoya here, Gary.
Yeah, I'm with him. I'm 7.14 and 9. He's an absolute cracker, and I love him when De La Hoya, when he has that little bit of a break between races. He hasn't run for nearly 5 weeks, Mark Mason. He won his street 2 runs ago. He runs second here behind Melted Moments. He was attacked in front, and he may not get a attack today, but he's a real try. I don't like the kilo rise from the 55 to the 50, 56. I would have liked him to see him stay on that 55 mark. One Mashani Stealth, he's just going really good. His Newcastle win was terrific. He's been here 3 times for a win and a placing. Louise Day knows him. She'll just box seat on him, you would think, from that really good gate. He's a pretty smart horse, and he's probably in line for Inverell Cup Day on New Year's Day. So, yeah, he'll be hard to beat. 4 Melted Moments. He's going really good, this little guy. And I think he's worked him out too, Paul Grills, to say, you know, had stepped him up to a couple of times, 1,900 metres. He may be just that better horse around the 1,300 or 1,400 metre mark. And 9, he's Our Toy Boy. Look, he's been in the money 3 out of his last 5. He's busting the winner race, but he gets a lightweight. He gets a sticky gait, but he's a very, very fit horse from the Paul Perry yard. 7.14 and 9, race 7.
7.14 and 9, Anthony, 1 to beat 9, 7 and 2. And the last race, Gary, the 8th, is at 5.40. 6 and 10 are your scratchings here. Benchmark 58 to wrap it up. One is Chateau. It's $12 into $9 Tab Fix. 2 Fearless Al's your favourite, 3.50 into 2.90 this morning. 3 Jamaican Dream is 3.30 out to 3.50. 4 Crickle Wood is at $17. 5 Here Come the Drums, $11 in from 13. 7 Pressing Matters, $18. 8 Olivia's Girl is 9 into 7.50 today. 9 The Equinator is a $10 pop. Been a spec for 11 Buckeye Nation, 81 into 31 this morning. 12 is Clipperholic at 18. You've got 13 Super Cooper, 51. 14 Something Unknown, 101. So it's 290, Filosal, 350, Jamaican Dream.
Yeah, I'm 3, 2, 4, and 8. I'm with Jamaican Dream. The alley didn't help the other day at Gunnedah. He just had to do that too much work from that bad gate. And he draws really good here today, the 2 gate. And I've got him rolling forward, if not leading, sitting in behind the leader from the gate. So you wouldn't think he'd do as much work as what he did at Gunnedah last time. 2 Fearless Owl, both her runs, Newcastle and Gunnedah, have been good. She should be right at the top. She's probably got to do a little bit of work from the 7 gate. I've got 4 Cricklewood there. He looked enormous in the mounting yard at Moree 6 weeks ago, and I went absolutely pear-shaped for him when he blew the start. That's out of character for him, but he's got to come back here to the 1,400 metres. That was over the mile, but he was the horse sitting off the quick speed, finding the line. And 8, Olivia's Girl's going good. She won a maiden here 2 runs ago. She boxed away okay at Muswellbrook. She's only beaten 2.7 and had to track up 3 and 4 wide and cover a bit of ground, but she'll get a better run and transit today. 3, 2, 4, and 8 for me in the last, Kev.
3, 2, 4, 8, and Anthony likes 2 to beat 1, 3, and 4. I should just also pass on that, not that this affects your selections, Gary, but Racing New South Wales Vets are going to inspect Grand Peril. That's number 7 in race 1. Victory Vibes, number 10 in race 4. And Demeister, race 6, number 8, because they all raced in the last 4 days. So Vets giving them pre-race examination before they're okay to go today, but you haven't included any of those in your tips, so you're not too concerned about those. What's your best today, Gary?
I like race 2, number 6, Money Travels. Loved his run at Grafton. I think he's only got to reproduce that. And like I said, he was scratched from Taree yesterday. And race 5, number 3, Policy. He was pretty good to win his maiden last start. So race 2, number 6, race 5, number 3. Quite a numbers, Kev. We'll just shorten in the first leg with 3 and 7. In the second leg, 4, 9, 2, 1. Third leg, 7, 1, 4. And in the last leg, wide, 3, 2, 4, and 8, Kev. But pretty warm, but tracks in really good order and some nice horses going around, mate.
Lovely, Gary. Thanks for your time. We'll catch up with your late mail during the afternoon from Armidale. Have a good day.
Good on you, Kev. Thanks, mate. Bye.
Gary Cleese, and our jockey challenge there has Louise Day at 2:30, Matt McGurran at 4, Peter Graham at 6:50, Wendy Peel at 9, Kylie Wilson-Taylor and Josh Oliver at 15, CJ Graham at at $26, I'm sorry, and any other jockey there is at $7. Anthony Collins will be there setting the scene about 12:30. Tab Movers coming through at 1 o'clock. You can tune in through 104.3 FM or, of course, the Tab app. First at Armidale today comes up at 1:20. The last is at 5:40. It's almost 10:30. In just a moment, we are going on the pace with Greg Hayes.
Every day, Sky Sports Radio has holiday racing covered. This weekend, it's a rare Saturday at Warwick Farm. Interviews, form analysts and tab markets will set up your winning day. Racing HQ, Saturday morning from 6:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Right on 10:30, let's see what's happening in sport matters. And Claire Sloan, morning.
Morning to you, Kev. Well, it's all about the surfing this morning. Brazilian Gabriel Medina has edged out Australian Julian Wilson in a thrilling battle for the 2018 World Surfing Crown by advancing into the Pipe Masters Final. Wilson had been attempting to win Australia's first men's crown since Mick Fanning back in 2013. He will now end the year as number 2 ranked surfer in the world. Meanwhile, Australia are 5 wickets away from a drought-breaking win after their bowlers capitalised on fighting knocks from Usman Khawaja and Tim Payne. India finished day 4 on 112 for 5, still needing 175 runs to win today. And in basketball news, a dominant third quarter performance from Melbourne United last night guided the defending champions to an 82-65 victory over the Perth Wildcats. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sports fans, you know the feeling, that moment of realisation that the well-intentioned work barbecue, the christening of your mate's surprise edition, the wedding of your wife's fourth cousin clashes with the NRL preliminary final. Me! It doesn't have to be that way, folks, because Sportsgear is here to help you plan it right and make up better excuses. Go to sportsgear.com.au. Check out the 2019 Sportsgear Diary, the sporting bible for what's on. Sportsgear! Plan it right!
Sky Sports Radio and Tabcorp support Queensland Racing's Summer Carnival. This Saturday, the action returns to Eagle Farm.
Racing HQ previews all the action Saturday morning 9:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
On Racing HQ, Racing HQ, green lights on and they are racing. Here's On the Pace.
Tiger Tara, who's well out in front with Todd McCarthy. It's Tiger Tara who takes the tap into Dominion 2018 and in style.
And in style.
Yes, indeed. 27-11. He's probably a little bit worn out from it all, but what a few weeks it's been for Greg Hayes. Tiger Tara got it done. Hazy, well done on your coverage, first of all. What a weekend it was. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Kev. Yes, thank you very much. It's been it has been a couple of big weeks, and great to be back in Sydney. And it has been a fantastic fortnight for...
It's been a fantastic fortnight for someone. I guess we'll find out pretty soon here. Talking about, no doubt, the camp concern there with Tiger Tara. So we'll try and get Greg Hayes back in just a moment. No doubt today's program will be firmly focused on what happened with the Inter-Dominion. Todd McCarthy, I believe, is on the show. Andy Gath, Chris Frisby. And we'll wait to see what else unfolds there. But Todd McCarthy, what a gem of a drive it was on Saturday night to get Tiger Tara. Once he went to the lead, he said, see you later, boys. And it was a matter of how far in the blistering time. Cracking drive from Todd McCarthy. So we'll try and get Greg Hayes back. And then we'll have another few interviews there for On the Pace. And if you do miss the show this morning, for whatever reason, you've got to go and do something else, we'll get the program podcast there. So at 25-11, we will, after 11 o'clock, continue our previews with Mick Court at Menangle. We have Gary Clark at Goulburn. Warren Huntley looks at the program at Mornington. Michael Charge at Rockhampton. We have a sports update with Kristen Fard from TAB. And then we'll look at the race meetings with our callers, Gary Clark and Anthony Collins, here this afternoon. And also those TAB movers coming up with Andrew Giorgio from TAB. Fred Hastings looks at Menangle also at around about 25 past one.